taking back control. Many people approach 85-year-old Colin Martin when he's waiting at bus stops. They want to know everything about being vision impaired, and he's happy to talk about how his long cane and new technology have given him the freedom and independence he loves.
You don't just go to guide dogs to get a guide dog. There's so much other help they can give you. When they first suggested I use a cane, I said, there's no way anybody's going to see me walking around with a cane. I had a very stubborn attitude. When I did get one, I would creep around the corner before I'd get it out of my bag and then use it. Now I wouldn't give a damn. It's my way of getting around, and if I didn't use it, I'd be sitting here waiting for someone to come and get me. I wouldn't change a cane for a guide dog because I trust a cane more. Lots of people think I should get a dog because they are so lovely, but it's not for me. I can do a lot of things by myself, but I still find many things difficult. People don't realise that just making a cup of coffee is very hard. I used to pour too much hot water into the cup so that it overflowed and I kept burning myself. But now I have a little gadget that sits on the side of the cup and beeps when I poured in the right amount of liquid. I'm lucky that at my age, I've been able to pick up all the new technology. I couldn't live without my GPS system. It's given me confidence and independence. I can sit on the bus and it will tell me everything that's passing on either side of the road and the distance to my stop. It even tells me when to press the button to get off.